carry your own cross. And if you don't carry your own cross, that is, be willing to die and give your life and come after me, then you can't be my disciple. It can't be any clearer than that. In the 17th chapter of Luke, Jesus speaking again on another occasion, says this, verse 33, "Whoever seeks to keep his life shall lose it. Whoever loses his life shall preserve it." It's the same principle. You try to hold on to you, your plans, your agenda, your success, your self-esteem, you lose. You lose. In the 12th chapter of John's Gospel, so you know that John didn't leave this core teaching from Jesus out, verse 24, John 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit." If you're going to be fruitful in following me, Jesus says, it's going to cost you your life. You're going to have to die. "He who loves his life," verse 25, "loses it. He who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, let him follow me." And the path that he was going was a path to persecution and death. So you want to come after Jesus, do you? So you want to follow Jesus, do you? It'll just cost you absolutely everything. Oh, the Lord might not take your life. He might not take all your money. He might not take your family or your spouse. He might not take your job, but you need to be willing if that's what he wants. You need to be desperate enough to embrace Christ no matter what the price. Now let's go back to Matthew 16 for a moment, because we can't understand the full picture of the Luke passage without comparing Matthew 16, because they're parallel, but Matthew has included more information. Now, the scene is, it's exam time with the disciples, as you remember from our last message. It's exam time. There's only one question on the exam. The one question on the exam is verse 15 of Matthew 16. He said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" After a couple of years of training and disclosure and revelation and miracles and signs and wonders that Jesus had done, all of his teaching, it was time to give him the final exam in the school of discipleship. And so that there's only one question on the exam, "Who do you say that I am?" They get it right. Simon Peter answers on behalf of all of them, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus responds, "That's right. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonas, Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father who's